Hi, Scope readers. Mackenzie here. I'm a writer here at Scope, and today I'm going to read you the article, Monster of the Deep, by David Gran. Monster of the Deep: How Scientists Discovered the Truth Behind a Mythical Sea Creature No One Believed Was Real, by David Gran. On a moonless January night in 2003, Olivier de Kersauson was racing across the Atlantic Ocean. He was trying to break the record for the fastest sailing voyage around the world when suddenly his boat came to a mysterious halt. In the darkness, de Kersauson's massive 110-foot sailboat shook violently. The mast rattled and hull shuddered. The crew ran up and down the deck, shining flashlights into the water, trying to figure out what was going on. Below deck, First Mate Didier Ragot peered through a porthole into the ocean. Then he saw it, an enormous tentacle snaking around the boat. The creature was like something out of a horror movie. Some 30 feet long, it had glistening skin and long arms covered in toothy suckers that left impressions on the sides of the boat. It seemed to be wrapping itself around the vessel, which creaked and groaned under the strain. Just when the crew thought the boat would snap into pieces, everything went still. The creature was gone. I've been sailing for 40 years, and I've always had an answer for everything, for hurricanes and icebergs, de Kersauson would later say. But I didn't have an answer for this. It was terrifying. What the crew claimed they saw was a giant squid. But are giant squid even real? A tall tale? Sea monsters have captured our imaginations for thousands of years. There are countless movies, novels, and legends about fearsome beasts that attack ships and drag everyone on board down to a watery death. Some of the most outlandish stories have come from sailors. For centuries, men have returned home from long voyages with terrifying tales of enormous squid-like beasts. These creatures, some said, were larger than whales and stronger than elephants. One of the most feared was the Kraken, which could supposedly trap a ship by creating a gigantic whirlpool. Scientists thought these stories were little more than tall tales, or hallucinations brought on by sunstroke. Then, in 1873, a fisherman off the coast of Newfoundland, Canada, returned to shore with a 19-foot tentacle. Scientists realized that the Kraken, or something like the Kraken, really was out there. Eventually, scientists deduced that what sailors were probably seeing was a kind of giant squid. Every so often, large squid body parts would wash up on a beach or become tangled in fishing nets. Yet no scientists had actually seen a living giant squid. In the 1960s, oceanographers developed the technology to explore deeper in the ocean than ever before. Teams of scientists called squid squads started combing the high seas in hopes of glimpsing one of these elusive creatures. For them, giant squid represented all that we don't know about the ocean. About 80% of the ocean remains unexplored today. Still, no one could find one. Unlocking the mysteries. Marine biologist Steve O'Shea has been trying to find giant squid since 1996. When a fisherman showed him the corpse of one. Step into O'Shea's office or home, and you might think you've walked into a mad scientist's lab. Jars of squid parts line his shelves. Unblinking squid eyes stare out at you. In his garage, he keeps boxes with squid carcasses that have washed up on beaches around the world. Over the years, O'Shea has managed to unlock a few of the many mysteries surrounding these creatures. For one thing, giant squid are indeed giant. They can weigh up to 1,000 pounds and grow to be almost 60 feet long. O'Shea also knows why giant squid are so hard to find. They live thousands of feet below the surface of the ocean, far deeper than any human can go. They have enormous eyes, larger than those of any other animal, which enable them to flee at the first sign of trouble. And thanks to their highly developed nerves, they can react in an instant, darting away from a net or camera. The closest O'Shea has ever come to capturing a live giant squid was in 2001, when he caught 17 babies, each about the size of a grasshopper. His plan was to raise them in captivity, but by the time he reached shore, all the babies were dead. Crying, O'Shea pulled the corpses out of the tank he had been keeping them in. He later learned that the tank was made of a material that is toxic to squid. Living specimen. In 2004, researchers finally had a breakthrough. Two Japanese scientists were tracking a pod of sperm whales off the coast of Japan. They had a hunch the whales might lead them to a squid's lair. They were right. After days of searching with an underwater camera, they caught sight of something stuck under a large rock. A creature the size of a school bus. Its eyes were as big as basketballs. It had 8 flapping arms and 2 long sinewy tentacles. It thrashed so wildly to break free that one tentacle broke off in the struggle. Before it got away, the scientists snapped more than 500 photos. They also hauled the 18-foot tentacle onto their boat. In 2005, the same team found another giant squid 3,000 feet below the surface and managed to film it with a robotic camera. In 2012, another Japanese team captured footage of a giant squid. But to this day, no one has been able to capture a living specimen to study. There still remain many mysteries about the giant squid. One thing is certain, though. This incredible creature is real.